Blog Talk Radio.
All right, got the phone lines open. I got a question for y'all tonight. Is the woke movement a tourist organization? And you know what I mean by tourist. Certain things I can't put on there because of the algorithm, so no need to get all into it. Is it the woke movement a tourist organization? 515-605-9708. 515-605-9708. Let me get in my studio, my studio. And let's get it popping. I don't know how I got out of the studio. So, yep, we up and running. 515-605-9708. I don't feel like we really need to listen to this dude anymore because he's already been caught up in the mix. He did as much as he could do with the character, but they could not have, like, Superman's son adopting a son with his lover and keep the Superman story going. You have to have the Krypton DNA. You have to have it. You have to have Kryptonian DNA. But I'm about to be through with DC Comics anyway. Love Batman. Don't really care too much about Robin. They can do what they want to do with Robin. But if they fuck with Bruce Wayne, man, I'm a snap. Let's get a pop there. All right. So let's see what else I have for y'all tonight. Let's talk about this. This is an article in Forbes magazine. And this is kind of what they're referring to when they bring these numbers out and whatnot. So I want to read that and see if you're getting a different opinion or a different impression than what the news tries to lead you to get. So this was in Forbes, September 2nd, 2021, and it's by Robert Hart. It's a business article. Transgender people twice as likely to die as cisgender people, study finds. So this was a study done, and I believe it was in Amsterdam, and it said that they're twice as likely to die as cisgender people. According to a long-running study published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology on Thursday, a difference researchers said underscores the need for improving social acceptance and medical care for trans people. I'm sorry about that. Can't read tonight. Getting tongue tied. Oh, we got somebody on the line. Yo, you on the big mic drop? Who we got?
This Mitch out here doping.
Man, what's up,
man? Don't show y'all not too much. But I'm just. What are your thoughts about what about your thoughts about the LA Raiders coach?
Oh man, yeah, man. I wanted to bring that up about John Gruden getting asked to resign. Actually, he wasn't fired, but he was asked to resign, and I believe he'd referred to a black man as said his lips were as big as Goodyear tires or something like that. But then he didn't get asked to step down until he said something about homosexual. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Did you watch Dave Chappelle? Go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't quite watched that. I kind of heard bits and pieces over the news, and me and Johnny sitting here was talking about it earlier. But I think the NFL was probably pressured to make something happen just because what the NFL trying to represent now, you know, because you see everything out there on the field, you know, no racism, no Black Lives Matter. So I think the NFL really had to make a statement, especially after the thing with that's his name?
Kaepernick,
you know,
yeah.
With him. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I think the NFL really, really told him he needed to step on.
Yeah, they got him up out of there, but here's the deal. They didn't shame him, and they let him resign.
Uh-huh.
With the money.
Yeah, but it's easy to resign with about, what, $10
million? Yeah, probably $10 or $20 million. He had a 10-year, $100 million contract with the Raiders. And he has said all types of things about black people and women and everything else. But then once he said something about the woke movement, then, you know, he was asked to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was asked to leave. What Pops got going on over there, man?
he was doing a little sniffing right now.
Yeah, man. Tell him I said what's up. What's popping?
All right.
Also appreciate the Cash App, Pop.
Mike drop.
Yo, appreciate the Cash App, Johnny Pogue with the 25 piece. Yo, you still there, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Well, I was getting into this article about, you know, this kind of these things that they're putting out there, this narrative that they're putting out there that trans people, women in particular, black trans women in particular, they love to kind of segregate and separate and make us the face of everything, are twice as likely to die as regular, you know, cisgender men. Oh, cisgender mm-hmm. women. So I want to bring clarity to that because they don't really, they'll make you think by misleading words that they're talking about all violence. That is just people that's just rolling up on them and killing them, you know, like that. When really right. a lot of these people are involved in situations to where they're homeless, they're out in the streets fending for themselves. A lot of these people are in the sex trade. They're out prostituting.
Right.
You know, these people are on drugs. They're conducting drug business. Then not to mention just the overall health risk of the medication and the regimens that they have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot that goes into that twice as likely to die. And that's what I wanted to get at, because right now we're trying to peel back the layers on the narrative. It's the media that's doing this, man. It's the media that's causing this.
Yeah.
It's the media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
and, you know, and on top, you got a lot of people now that are LGBTQ, homosexual, bisexual, transgender, that are in power now.
Right.
They're in power. You know, you look at the first congressmen, the senators now, they're coming out straight out and telling you, hey, listen, I'm the first. And when they're the first, they're there to make a statement. And not only that, they're there to make some changes.
Right. Man, I wish the first black one could have been like these people are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we keep pushed to the back burner, and that's kind of what Dave Chappelle's show represented. It's a little bit of jealousy there. There's supposed to be equal
right.
protection in the law. And right, right now, as we're seeing, that America's always had a problem providing that, and they're still having a problem providing that. It's just a different, it's a face, a different face on the injustice that's occurring right now.
Right.
Man,
right.
I appreciate you. I appreciate y'all, man, for tuning in and calling in.
Yeah,
we with you, dog. We with you.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all.
Right. Okay.
All right, fellas.
All right now.
All right. Peace out. Yeah, Mitch and Pop. Yeah, them my, you know, when they call in and you know, chop up some game, you know what I'm saying? It's imperative that we listen to the elders. Not saying that they're elderly, but they're my elders. Does that make sense? Yo. So, like I was explaining to Mitch, the whole twice as likely to die thing, you have to be careful. You have to look a little bit deeper. So let's look a little bit deeper. The increased risk did not fall over the almost five decades study between 1972 and 2018. They got 5 decades in here. According to an analysis of medical records from nearly 3,000 trans women and more than 1,600 trans men treated at Amsterdam University Medical Center, which treats around 90% of the trans people in the country. That's the Netherlands. Trans women have particularly high risks of death, notably from heart disease, lung cancer, HIV-related illness, and suicide. The researchers noted and were almost twice as likely to die than cis men and nearly three times as likely to die than cis women. So when they throw that out there with no specificity, it'll give you the impression that these people are out here just being, you know, murdered in the street. But that's not really the case. You got to dig a little bit deeper, go a little bit below the surface. V. Lane said the woke movement is like the Black Lives Matter movement. Those who don't talk about being in it and those who talk about being in it don't know about it. Those who don't talk about being in it and those who talk about being in it and don't know about it. I mean, they're the same thing. I'm finding out that these are the same thing. In order to climb up the social ladder, the social totem pole, I find that a lot of these groups have to depend on us to die and sacrifice for them so they don't have to shed their own blood. So a lot of that is connected to black trauma. They trauma bond specifically with black people, which is why the message always gets here. They don't have a bunch of white trans out here that are going in on Dave Chappelle on white news networks. They leave that to the Don Lemons. Just to be honest, they leave that to the Don Lemons. Yeah, great numbers and research. Yeah, exactly, man. And it, and you can look that up on Forbes.com. It talks about it. Let's talk about it. So I asked the question, is the woke movement a tourist organization? So a couple of months ago in California, they had an issue, and I wanted to show you the video of this issue. And this is kind of where we are. Nobody can really explain the right thing to do in this situation, which is even scarier. So let me check it out. Here we go. So this is about 3 minutes here.
I just want to be clear with you. It's okay. It's okay for a man to go into the women's section, show his penis around the other women, young little girls under age. Your spa, we spa, condone that. Is that what you're saying? Like I asked. It's so he can stay there. He can stay there? What sexual orientation? I see a dick. It lets me know he's a man. He's a man. He is a man. So we spa is in agreement with men that just say they are a woman and they can go down there with their penis and get into the women's section? Is that what you're saying? What really? What law? So women can go into the men's with their breasts. You got a man with his penis talking about he's a woman. He ain't no woman. Uh-uh. Yeah, give her money back. There's no such thing as transgender. He has a okay? He has a penis. His penis is hanging out. Okay, no, I'm not one. Actually, I'm a woman who knows how to stand up and speak up for my right. As a you know, he's a man.
So you see how he automatically goes to attack her? When she tells him what her grievance is, he looks over it. This is why this is totally unsafe for our women and girls to be out in these gyms and these public places. I'm being honest. Listen to it. There's nowhere for her to take her grievance. Is this equal protection under the law?
Talking about he's a woman. He ain't no woman. Uh-uh. Yeah, give her money
back.
Listen
to how you attack her.
There's no such thing as transgender. He has a okay? He has a penis. His penis is hanging out. Okay, no, I'm not one. Actually, I'm a woman who knows how to stand up and speak up for my right. As a woman, I have a right to feel comfortable without a man exposing himself, okay? No, you go somewhere else. Okay, so that's right. No, he's not a transgender. He has a penis to defend. I'm telling you, he has a penis, a full and testicle, okay?
And if we went into the men's section with our anatomy, that would be...
Well, it wouldn't probably, but you might not like women, so it might not, okay? And we don't know, but for me and for a lot of other women, they do not feel comfortable, and it's not okay, okay? So, well, yeah, it must be hard not being a real man, huh? Try it.
Yeah. Sometimes predators go down and will just go through the woman's legs.
Okay, well, no, he's sitting in there. Okay, well, security.
No. He doesn't want to go.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying he should have not been allowed to.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. We know that.
It's like every single day, you guys, and this is what I complain about all the time. Look.
All right. That's why I'm asking the question, y'all. Is the woke movement a tourist organization? Is that something that's really that big of an argument? Is that something that we should argue about? We're having issues with decency. We're having issues with decency. But check this out. One in a transgender person and Popeye's chicken. Looks like a Popeye's chicken or a McDonald's somewhere. I think it's a Popeye's. But here, check this one out as well.
What's his name? What's your name?
My name's Alex? Tommy.
Yeah, your name's Alex, and I'm going to be talking to your manager. This guy called me sir.
I
get this happens every f***ing day. Everywhere
did.
I go, I get called sir. I'm so f***ing hurt. Why would you call a big-ass Why would you call...
I didn't say
no,
that.
No, stop trying to gaslight trans people and tell us that we're crazy. Wait, what? Did you call me sir again? What was that? You said goodnight, sir? This is transphobic harassment.
Oh my
You're
God.
A bigot?
Oh my
worst. All right, Alex, you know what? I can't wait to this. It's a slur. Do you not understand?
Sir. I never said sir.
It's like if you called a person that color the N-word. Don't.
Sir.
You did on the way out. I don't care.
But I
have the right to be pissed about it.
You hear how you said it's like calling a person color the N-word? Do you see how it always has to attach to something else? It has to bond to something else. What's that called? What is that called for my chemist out there? What's that covalent? Is that valency of an atom? Its ability to bond is its valency. Is that am I saying it right? Covalent bonding. It has to have something to bond to, almost like a protein or a fat protein, you know, in the biological shit. I don't even want to talk biology with y'all, man. It's not real anymore, obviously. So. It don't make no sense. I don't have to know it, right?
You did.
I said I'll lock the door.
You did. You liar. Cis people need to be held accountable for how they treat trans people. And I'm not going to put up with this shit anymore.
You're crazy, bro.
You're a don't call me bro. Stop throwing slurs at me, you piece of no, you. I ain't your sis. I ain't your bro. You don't even know me. Don't call me sir. This is transphobia. Right here at the topic. Yeah, you know, you heard lots of me, motherfucker.
Real freaking maniac, dog. Real freaking maniac. Is the woke movement a tourist organization? Call in. I want to know. 515-605-9708.
Smell like a pile of bullshit!
Yeah, that's what people in different states are dealing with. These are the type of interactions we're having as a society. But for those of you who still think your boy crazy or still think I'm homophobic or whatever, because I'm not, I do want to bring up something to y'all. And maybe this is something y'all need to cancel. Maybe y'all should cancel the APA. Let's talk about it. I got to type this one in. For some reason, it didn't show up. So let's go to American Psychiatry Association. Does anybody have any problems with my resource? Let me read this story or this website. Not a story. So the American Psychiatric Association has this term called gender dysphoria. So, talk about what gender dysphoria is. What is gender dysphoria? The term transgender refers to a person whose sex assigned at birth, i.e., the sex assigned by a physician at birth, usually based on external genitalia, which is what it should be assigned, does not match their gender identity, one's psychological sense of their gender. Some people who are transgender will experience gender dysphoria, which refers to psychological distress that results from an incongruence between one's sex assigned at birth and one's gender identity. Though gender dysphoria often begins in childhood, some people may not experience it until after puberty or much later. people who are transgender may pursue multiple domains of gender affirmation, including social affirmation, changing one's names or pronouns, legal affirmation, changing gender marker on one's government-issued documents, medical affirmation, pubertal suppression or gender-affirming hormones, and or surgical affirmation. That's a vaginoplasty, facial feminization surgery, breast augmentation, masculine chest reconstruction. People who are transgender will desire all domains of gender affirmation, as these are highly personal and individual decisions. I agree. It is important to note that gender identity is different from gender expression, whereas gender identity refers to one's psychological sense of their gender. Gender expression refers to the way in which one presents to the world in a gendered way. For example, in much of the U.S., wearing a dress is considered a feminine gender expression, not nowadays in rap, and wearing a tuxedo is considered masculine gender expression. Such expectations are culturally defined and vary across time and culture. One's gender expression does not necessarily align with their gender identity. Diverse gender expressions, much like diverse gender identities, are not indications of a mental disorder. Gender identity is also different from sexual orientation. Sexual orientation refers to the type of people towards which one is sexually attracted. People who are transgender have the same diversity of sexual orientations as people who are cisgender. So, it says it's not a mental illness, but then you have a diagnosis for this, right? So the diagnosis in the Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-5, provides one overarching diagnosis of gender dysphoria with separate and specific criteria for children and for adolescents and adults. It defines gender dysphoria in adolescents and adults as a marked incongruence between one's experience/expressed gender and their assigned gender, lasting at least 6 months as manifested by at least two of the following. A marked incongruence between one's experience and a strong desire to rid one of one's primary or secondary sex characteristic because of a marked incongruence with one's experience/expressed gender, to prevent the development of the anticipated secondary sex characteristics, a strong desire for the primary or secondary sex characteristics of the other gender, a strong desire to be of the other gender, a strong desire to be treated as the other gender, a strong conviction that one has the typical feelings and reactions of the other gender. In order to meet a criteria for a diagnosis, the condition must also be associated with clinically significant distress and impairment in social, occupational, and other areas of functioning. So I'm saying this to say this. It's in the APA. It's in the DSM-5. But if all of this is being promoted, even if it's some people that may be suffering from this, why is it not a public outcry to help people who may be suffering from this? Why does the public just push them into being a transgender? Oh, yeah, just go on, do it. Just do it. Just do it. Nobody ever really takes time and brings this stuff up in public. Don Lemon hadn't done a show about this. He hasn't done a show about gender dysphoria. To determine whether somebody is mentally stable enough to go through with this surgery, especially when we're talking about kids. Kids are the target. Kids are the target. Kids are the target. Kids are the target. Talking about tonight. Robin and Superman's son. I'm going to leave out with this story tonight. And I hope I didn't offend anybody.
On National Coming Out
I just came
Day,
to talk fast. Give me a moment. Let me tee this one up. Man, you couldn't pay me to move to California. Not even $50 million. All right, last story of the night. and I'm going to let you go. Because, like I told you, the kids are the target. Think I'm lying? Prove me wrong. Come on the show.
Boys stuff together.
Some ask, why change it?
Just because it has a male and female.
All right, man. What's going on? Hold on. Have some internet issues. Let's go.
A California bill is on the table that would ban stores from displaying children's clothes and toys in separate boys and girls sections in big department stores. And stores that don't get on board could face hefty fines. News 8's Teresa Sardina reports from Claremont with more on what this bill entails.
Steve, once this revised bill goes into effect, children's sections at large retailers like Target are going to look quite different.
Maybe one of these things.
Assembly Bill 1085 to ban stores from displaying children's clothing and toys in separate boys and girls sections. The bill was introduced by Bay Area Assemblyman Evan Lowe in February, requiring stores with more than 500 employees, like Target, Marshalls, or Macy's, to display children's clothing and toys in one undivided area of its sales floor.
I am a parent of a trans child.
Parents sparked the conversation.
I still am in favor of combining things, and then people can choose.
I think it's a wonderful idea to smush girl-boy stuff together.
Some ask, why change it?
Just because it has a male and female designation doesn't mean that you can't walk to, you know, a male toy,
right,
and vice versa.
Let's just have a kids section.
News 8 reaches out to Lowe's office as he's aiming to reduce stigma and bullying. In fact, he says remove it. He provides a statement, quote, children should be able to express themselves freely and focus on more important things than stereotypical gender norms. Major retailers like Target and others support this legislation, and many of these businesses already have gender-neutral kids sections. The state is actually playing catch-up on this issue. Toys are toys. Let's make safe spaces for all children and let kids be kids. The bill that was introduced last month was amended and finalized in March. Clothing was taken out. Clothing will remain separate in boys and girls sections. Stores that don't comply would face fines up to $1,000. Soon you will find toys, hygiene, and home items in a combined section, as you would find board games, books, and bikes. The revised bill will be introduced April 1st, and according to Assemblyman Evan Lowe's office, this bill will go into effect by January 2024. For more on the story, you visit CBS8.com. Reporting in Claremont, Teresa Sardina, News 8.
All right. Like I said, if y'all don't believe me, they're aiming for the children. They would never try that in the adult sections because adults know that we can go get our own shit. It don't matter what you want to wear. Nobody's going to be upset with you if you're a guy you want to be shopping in the women's section. The women might be mad, but, you know, who cares what they think? Obviously. I'm going to leave y'all with something, and I have to say this is very disturbing. I'm going to be doing some more pre-records about this. But I want to leave y'all off with something that's kind of off the subject, but it's something that needs to be talked about. Because they brought up bullying. They brought up bullying, and they're saying that this is a way to counteract bullying. But are y'all familiar with the guy that they've, the boy that they're now calling the Texas school shooter, Timothy Simpkins? Are y'all aware with what's going on with Timothy Simpkins? He's facing some pretty hefty charges. I believe they're felony assault with deadly weapons or something of that nature, felony assault charges. He's 18 years old. He makes straight A's and B's. Good kid. Comes from a good family. Excuse me. Comes from a good family. This is what Timothy Simpkins was going through, and I had to dig far and wide and deep to find this, and I wound up finding it not even on an American press outlet. Everything on the American press outlets is basically tagging him as a school shooter. But let's talk about bullying. Check this out. This is what Timothy Simpkins had to go through.
Hello!
All right. So the dude that was beating him is the dude that got clapped the next day. But apparently this child had been suffering all types of abuse from different from these young kids. This boy was 3 years younger than him. But ask yourself about bullying, because at this point in time, principals were made aware, teachers were made aware, teachers were present. That boy was at school the next day to catch the motherfucking bullets. Why? There's supposed to be equal protection under the law. But what's happening to Timothy Simpkins, a young black male who's about to be railroaded because obviously he had to protect his damn self? The state has now taken over on behalf of the bully and charged Timothy Simpkins, while he's the victim and he's getting along better in the hospital. He's no longer in critical condition, so he's going to live. Now ask yourself this question. If Timothy Simpkins would have been LGBT, Q, would we be having the same conversation? I'm your host, Big Mike. This is the Big Mike Drop. Don't take no wooden nickels. Equal protection under the law. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to the channel. We need to get to 1,000 subscribers. I'm ready to get to 1,000 so I can go ahead and get this channel to the next level. I appreciate y'all for joining me tonight. Those of you who stayed with me, I appreciate y'all for being on the show. I'm going to do one last sweep of the phone lines, and I got somebody on. 747, you on a Big Mic Drop.
Yeah,
who we got here?
This is your boy, Real Dude Uprising. What's going on, man?
Man, what's happening, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, man.
Good. What's on your mind, brother?
I think more and more black people are getting tired of what, remember you were talking about that covalent bond between LGBT and black people. They
yeah.
have consistently piggybacked off of black struggle to gain support or momentum or gain any type of sympathy or consideration. And it's getting very tiring. That's why people like Don Lemon are a disappointment. And so, you know, in any debate over this kind of stuff, it's always critical to ask the right question. So my thing is this, the black struggle for equality and equal consideration is over 200 years old.
Yes.
It's over 200 years old. And look at it like a rowboat. We have been rowing for 200 years for equality and equal consideration. And here we have people, as you saw the first lady that didn't like what Dave Chappelle had to say, we have people who are already on the boat jumping up and down talking about accept me and don't say anything about my lifestyle and you got to accept how I am. So to my black people of the LGBT community, I have a question. Because of your skin already that you're in, because of your black-born birthright, you are already on the boat. My question is, see, this is what happens when you're not black first.
Mm.
Notice I didn't say pro-black. I didn't say black only. But this is what happens when you're not black first.
Right.
Flame told everybody, hey, I can hide my trans. I can hide this, but I can't hide that I'm black.
Right.
That Flame is a black first individual. So my question
yes.
to black people who are members of LGBT, my question is this. You are already on the boat. When do you sit down and start rowing?
I love that. I love that, bro. Nah, that's real shit. When do you sit down and start rowing? Because they trying to row us back to oppression by code switching.
Yeah.
They're trying to row us back to oppression by code switching.
And it's like trying to spit uphill in the wind.
Right.
You know, like it's really black people keep getting pushed to the back, pushed to the back, pushed to the back, pushed to the back. It's
right.
Like a system of bus stops where, you know, the LGBT will get off on their stop and you know, the Spanish people, Latino people, they get off at their stop, and the Asian people get off at their stop on this road to equality on a bus, and there's no stop for black people to get off.
No,
they don't have a stop.
Matter of fact, the bus ain't got no wheels. We the one carrying everybody else to their stop.
Hey. You know what I mean? And it's just like, black people are the group of the people that have been on the bus the longest.
We are the bus,
it's
bro.
Crazy.
But guess
it's
what?
It's crazy.
We have the power to tell everybody when to get off, man. I got some more calls on the line. I appreciate you for calling in, bro. Real
all
dude
right,
uprising.
Keep it coming. Everybody like and share. Keep it coming.
All right, brother, man. Appreciate you.
All right, bro.
Yo, you on the big mic drop? What we got?
Hey, what's up, cuz? D-Lang and this thing kicking in.
D-Lang and this thing. Man, what's popping?
Same old thing, man. Just checking in, coming in hot, seeing what the topic is.
Yeah.
You know, shouting out
yeah.
Big mic drop. Just on DP, you know.
Nah, man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for coming through. I was actually in the process of signing off. You know, and then Real Dude Uprising called in, man. So, yeah, we had a pretty intense conversation tonight, man, about this woke movement and just about equal protection under the law, man. I think we're back to that again in the United States of America.
Man, I don't know. I don't even know what the subject is. I wanted to talk to you sort of about this Russian this intelligence story about this guy who was trying to sell secrets to the Russians.
Well, let's talk offline because I don't know anything about it to talk educated on it. So I'll talk to you offline because I was actually about to sign off. So I'll call you when I get off here.
That's all good, all man. Right. But yeah, just checking in and wanted to say hello and chop it up. You know, I be just getting off, so I can't tune in like
yeah.
I want to, man. But you know, I have to support and
I appreciate
put my two cents in when I can.
No, I appreciate your support, cuz, man. We love you.
Love you too, cuz. Enjoy the show,
all right,
y'all. Hit that like button, subscribe, and tune in, everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Vance.
All right, cuz.
All right. V-Lang in the building. So, y'all, pretty good conversation tonight, man. A couple of good callers, man. I appreciate Real Dude Uprising for calling in, man, and just, you know, sharing that with us. You already on the boat. When are you going to start rowing? Ain't nobody worried about who you sleeping with. Nobody's worried about that. It's really nobody's business. That's the thing about the black community that I've always loved. It's always never been anybody's damn business. And there's nothing wrong with telling people it's none of your business. But what y'all are doing is this is called meritorious manumission, taking handouts and coon trinkets and butter biscuits to help the white supremacists. But the results are going to be the same. No equal protection under the law. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, man. I'm out of here, man. Peace.